Welcome back, and joining me today is Kenny Valley, Kansas Bullpups football coach Chris Davis. Coach, tough battle this past Friday as you began your year taking on your county opponent, Independence. And, Coach, just your thoughts of that game last Friday.
Well, we got beat, the game was pretty well played. I thought we did a pretty decent job. You know, the main thing that we take out of it is that we learned a lot of things about ourselves, and our kids fought until the very end. And, you know, playing a bigger school like that, you know, you may take some lumps, but, you know, what we're trying to get is ready for the end of the season for district play. So, you know, we learned a lot of things about our football team this Friday.
What were some of the things that you guys did learn on both ends of the football?
Well, we know that we can move the football against a quality team. And, you know, Independence is picked to either finish first or second in the SEK, which is a lot of big schools. And, you know, we went out and we competed against those guys, and we were able to move the football some. We were able to, I thought, played pretty good defense. We were in the right places. We just didn't always make tackles, you know. They had a great running back and the Shobble kid, and, you know, he did a real good job of cutting back. And, you know, we've seen some things we've got to work on to get better.
I know on the defensive side, giving up 41 points, that's certainly a lot of points there. Missed tackles, you said, were probably one of the factors?
Well, we had some missed tackles, and we also had four fumbles. You know, two of those led to short field touchdowns for them, and one of their touchdowns was an interception that we dropped in the end zone after we intercepted it, and they recovered it in the end zone then. So, I mean, you know, we give them a short field. You know, we just made some mental mistakes that we've got to try and get better at.
This Friday, take on a very good Class 2A ball club, the Opie Owls, and just outside of Emporia. What do you know about Opie? I know they're one of the powerhouses in Class 2A.
Well, they were in the regional or sub-state championship last year and got beat out. But, you know, year in, year out, Coach Schmidt up there is going to have his kids ready to play. And they're a hard-nosed football team, a lot like us, kind of old school. They run some eye. They run some inverted wishbone looks at you. And we'll throw the ball down the field. So, you know, they're a lot like us. So, you know, it ought to be a pretty good game.
Of course, they like to mix it up on the offensive side. So, really, the defense is going to have to be prepared one way or another what type of formation they go.
That's right. I mean, you're at the point where people are going to throw different looks at you, and you've got to be prepared mentally to make those changes.
On the offensive side for the Bullpups, what are they going to have to do against Opie's defense?
Well, again, we're going to have to take care of the ball. I mean, you know, we can't put the ball on the ground four times and lose it. So, you know, we've got to take care of the football better, and we got to stay within what we can do and play hard and go out and compete.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you with the Bullpups against Opie.
Thank you, sir.